So they learned about embryo adoption through a work assignment. 3 kids later, I guess it was the right option. Hi, I'm Mark Mellinger, Marketing and Development Director for the National Embryo Donation Center, welcoming you to the Embryo Adoption Podcast, a production of the NEDC. You can find out more at embryodonation.org. Again, that's embryodonation.org. And my guest today, who I was just referring to, is Heather Reynolds. She and her husband, Matthew, have had 3 children through the NEDC. And if you're watching the video version of the podcast, you're going to actually be able to see some of those kids for the next few minutes because they all happen to be up when we're recording this and they are all cute as a button. Heather, it is so good to have you with me. For those of you who are just listening to the audio, by the way, I bet you're probably going to hear them a little bit, especially maybe their oldest, Jameson. So, Heather, it's great to have you. Great to have the kids. See, I told you you'd hear them. Here.
Thank you.
Tell me about you and Matthew and your fertility journey before we talk about how you ran into the NEDC.
Sure thing. Initially, Matthew and I had both always kind of wanted to have kids. And when we were dating, we talked about the family we were going to have and the kids we wanted. And we actually made lists of baby names on our honeymoon. We were so excited and confident. And, several years later, we still had no children. We had been through I had some fertility issues. I have PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. And I was told by doctors that it's not impossible, but it would be extremely difficult for me to ever conceive a child. We jumped in with both feet in an attempt to do so anyways. We tried medication. We tried lifestyle changes. We tried dietary changes. One of the hardest things for me anyways, it seemed like that we did. I tried going gluten-free for 6 months. I had heard a lot of my friends had tried it for various health things, including fertility. One friend who had a similar health issue, 2 months into gluten-free, got pregnant. And I was just like, well, let's try this. I love bread so much, but it's definitely worth it. And 6 months of gluten-free did nothing for me. I mean, nothing was working at all. It was messing with my hormones. It was messing with my emotional stability. It was kind of messing with our relationship in some ways, the constant attempts to make everything count to have a baby that just came up empty. And so I remember hitting a point where we were just like, we're just going to stop. We're going to step away from this. We were just so discouraged. We're like, nothing is working. I guess maybe it's just not God's plan for us to have children.
And I think that's a situation that a lot of couples can relate to. Certainly PCOS is not uncommon. And certainly you did have kids. There's no doubt about that. Folks who are listening to the podcast or watching it can hear it and see it. And we're going to get to that part here very shortly. So you took a pause, you put everything on the shelf. Eventually you learned about embryo adoption and the National Embryo Donation Center. So tell me how that sort of really reignited your thinking about having children, which at one point, again, as you said, you thought you'd never be able to do.
Yeah, no. So one summer, my husband came to me and he said, hey, I think God might be calling us to adopt. I want you to take the summer and pray about it. And I'm going to take the summer and pray about it. And we're going to kind of see what God says to us. Well, during that time, my husband owns his own video production company, Rustic Roots Creative. And during that time, he got hired by the NEDC to shoot a video for them about a family who had gone through the embryo adoption process and actually ended up with triplets. My husband, Matthew, was just so inspired by this story. He came home and he's like, I know I don't usually make you watch the videos I do for work, but you've got to see this. You have to watch this. And we both watched this video and we just both kind of felt God saying to us, this is the path I have for you. This is for you as well. Just kind of opened our eyes to the miracle of embryo adoption.
Did you have any reservations about it at first, the fact that the child would not be genetically yours?
I don't know if I had reservations about that part so much. I did have some reservations about just the way the whole process worked. I think I had heard of embryo adoption before, but I had heard of it under the term snowflake adoptions, and I knew very little about it. And what I did, I just thought, well, that sounds a little odd. It sounds a little clinical. You know, it doesn't really sound like the process you think of when you think of adopting a baby. And I just thought, I don't know, that's probably not for us. And then just kind of watching this video, the story of the Halberts and their children and seeing them hold these babies, just kind of made me realize that these are not just clinical things that you can buy and sell. These are children. These are image bearers made in the image of God. We believe that life begins at conception. And if that's true, then these embryos are, these are people, these are God's children just waiting for a chance to be born, a chance to have a family. And it just kind of completely revolutionized the way we look to embryo adoption.
And that is the absolute truth. That's why we are all here at the NEDC. So talk about your journey through the NEDC once you started to go through the process with us, and obviously some pretty good results.
Yes, definitely. We started down that path with the NEDC, filled out all the paperwork and got our home study done. Not, we weren't able to do that through the NEDC, but that was part of our process to get there. And,
I love hearing your son, Jameson. This is great.
he's very into dinos right now. So if you hear him roaring, that's probably what it is.
It's no problem. I think it's great. I mean, you know, this is living proof that embryo adoption works. So you completed your home study, which is required through the NEDC. Although we don't perform the home studies. We make sure you have them. We review them. What else about the process?
Could you repeat that?
Sure. What else about the process would you want to pass along to people as you were describing your journey, just to give them an idea of what it's like?
Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest milestones for us when we started down this path was when we were able to do our mock cycle and the mock transfer and just preparing for that. Being able to go see what the medication was like a little bit, being able to come in and meet everybody and talk to people. And then I remember at that meeting being asked about files and being told, well, we'll send you some files of embryos you can look at. And that afternoon we had an email, we had files that we could look through and start looking for our children. It was just really, really exciting. Like, everything is happening. It's real.
And obviously you ended up having kids. We can hear them. And I think it's great. I think it actually worked out really well that they're all awake and bustling and vibrant for this, because it shows people the reality of embryo adoption. You obviously went through for a couple of transfers. You did not have triplets. You had a single son, and then you had your twin daughters. So tell me about your kids, and those of you who are watching the video version, or for those who are watching the video version, you can feel free when you're talking about them to put the camera on them. We have one right there in your lap.
Yes. So initially when we went through, we chose a file that had five embryos, and we thought we would transfer two and come back for the rest later so that they would have genetic siblings. So we lost one of the embryos, did not survive the thawing process our first time through, but they transferred two embryos. And out of those two embryos, we had our son, Jameson. Jameson, can you say hi?
Hi there, Jameson. I like the Thomas the Tank Engine shirt. Do you like Thomas?
And airplanes.
And yes. Obviously he likes airplanes. For those of you who are just listening to the audio, he was holding a big old toy airplane. Yeah. And Jameson is a great kid. I've met him in person a couple of times. You brought him by here for the NEDC, or to the NEDC for a visit. And you guys have actually shot a video with us, and he's just sprouting up like a weed. And he was just so much fun. You had to come back for more in that set of embryos, right?
Absolutely. Yes. I think Jameson was just a little over a year old when we decided we were ready to come back and get him some siblings. We had two embryos left, and I remember going into it hoping, praying that we might possibly have twins, but expecting that, you know, things happen, and sometimes that's not always the case. And then I remember being told the day we showed up for our transfer, being given a picture of our embryos, and the way that you all grade them, just being told that they had such high grades, that they had such great potential. And Matthew and I looked at each other and we're like, we could really have twins. And then we did. So we have Magnolia here.
And that's who you're holding, Magnolia.
Yes. And then her twin sister, this is Carolina.
For those of you who are not watching the video version, you're just missing something priceless. Go to our YouTube channel or our Facebook page so you can see it, because these girls are just beautiful little girls. And how old are they now, Heather?
They are 7 months old.
Tell me about your kids. I mean, they obviously have some big personalities.
They most definitely do, yes. So Jameson is 2 years old, and he's kind of hitting that age where it's really fun to start to share things that we enjoyed as kids and start to share that with him. Matthew showed him Mighty Ducks. And yes. So now Jameson is very into hockey. He's been skating around our living room floor all morning on two of those little stacking rings babies use, pretending they're his ice skates, and every now and then falling on the floor, saying he slipped on the ice. My one twin girl, Carolina, is starting to crawl. So she has been, I've had to chase her all morning down hallways and fish her out from under the recliner. She kind of keeps ending up under the furniture. She just slides and gets stuff. And then this is Magnolia. She's kind of getting over having a double ear infection.
Okay.
That's been really rough on her. So she's pretty much just wants to be held.
Yeah. Well, she's been very, very well behaved during this interview. Hi there, Jameson. What a great family. Hockey. But Jameson is telling me about hockey. And again, for those of you watching the video, mom's hair was just getting pulled. You're such a trooper. You know, I'll give you a little bit of the inside baseball on this one. Heather is such a trooper. We actually recorded this interview once before, when the children were all down for a nap. Everything was perfect. You know, the sound was clear as could be, at least on Heather's end. What I didn't realize was my audio was wrong, and that was a mistake that I had made. So I asked Heather, hey, is there any chance you could re-record this interview? And she said, yeah, no problem. And then of course, when we re-record, the house is just buzzing with activity. And here we've gone close to 15 minutes, with Heather not only trying to think about the interview questions, but also trying to corral and take care of three children. You've just done a great job, Heather, and it's been a fun conversation. It's so much fun to see your kids. Let me end it here. If there was anything that you really wish you would have known or paid more attention to going into the embryo adoption process that you could pass along to somebody who's thinking about doing this, what would that be? Can you think of anything?
I feel like we didn't really have a whole lot of questions once we started down that road of the going through the NEDC, but a big part of the reason for that is because we had so many questions before we started. And we were actually able to set up a meeting with someone there at the NEDC to just sit down and talk through our questions. Just a minute, bud. We were able to talk through our questions and get a lot of answers. Specifically, I know I remember being very concerned medically about my ability to even carry a child with my PCOS. I know some of the medications that you put them on for the different, for the transfer and to prepare your body for pregnancy. It says things like, start at the last day of your cycle or the first day of your cycle. And I remember thinking, well, I don't have a regular cycle. How am I going to be able to time this the way that it needs to be timed? And you all were just so quick to answer that was not a problem, that you had medications that even were able to control that and get everything just where it needed to be, that wasn't going to be an issue at all, was a big load off of my mind going into this.
Well, Heather, thanks so much. Again, this has been so much fun. Maybe it was slightly more jumbled having the kids awake, but I think it's priceless seeing the kids and seeing the activity in your house. I honestly can't believe that we got through it, and you did a great job. And this has been so much fun. I know it's going to be helpful to a lot of people. We love your family, and we're so happy for you and Matthew, and the kids are just terrific. So we will let you get back to your busy life. This is Mark Bellinger.
Thank you for our busy life.
You better believe it. That's why we do what we do. And if you have interest in going through the NEDC like Matthew and Heather did, and potentially turning a quiet home into a wild, crazy train of a ride every day, but a blessed one, you can find out more at embryodonation.org. That's our website, embryodonation.org. I'm Mark Mellinger, and this has been the Embryo Adoption Podcast.